Welcome to the first part of the Journey in Principles meditation series. These meditations have been designed around my own personal experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions of various recovery programs. These are basic, fundamental, spiritual principles that are easily found in any belief system, any language or culture, and have no copyright laws or restrictions on how they are applied. These are principles that we tell our kids every day that they should have. Be honest. Have faith. Be patient. But rarely were we taught as children how to acquire and activate these principles ourselves. So how easy is it for us to live by them? It has been through my own journey in recovery that I began to learn how to recognize and apply these universal spiritual principles in an unconditional way. It is my hope that these meditations will help to ignite the spark of desire for you to find these principles valuable in your own life, and that you will find that these principles, when applied, are never in conflict. We begin this journey with hope. We begin with step one. Step one states, we admitted that we were powerless, that our lives had become unmanageable. The admission of our own powerlessness is crucial. For most of us, we will not be able to fully embrace hope on an unconditional level until we can admit our own powerlessness. Now, find a comfortable position, either lying flat on the floor or sitting up straight in a chair. Feel free to make any minor adjustments, attend to any little twitch or discomfort, and settle into a good posture, making sure your back is straight and in line. Now close your eyes and bring your focus to your breath. With each exhale, I want you to mentally count from 3 to 1. Picture each number. Now take a deep breath in through the nose. Hold. Exhale slowly while visually counting 3, 2, 1. Take another deep breath in through the nose. Hold. Let your shoulders sink as you breathe out, slowly exhaling 3, 2, 1. Take one more deep breath in, letting go of all worries or concerns, slowly exhale 3, 2, 1. Continue with a deep and natural breath. Let us focus now on this centering thought. I am powerless. We are not. As you listen to my voice, let go of all expectations and any distractions. Continue to breathe fully and naturally. When we read step one, there is a tendency to focus in on the words powerlessness and unmanageability. This can be disconcerting at first. We might be set back by the idea that we must admit such weakness. It is important to come to terms with our own powerlessness if we hope to initiate true change in our lives. As we go through this journey, we will undoubtedly realize that every personal struggle we encounter is the direct result of trying to have power over that which we are powerless, the result of which is an unmanageability in our lives. Step one is not asking for an admission of weakness, but an admission of self-centeredness. Whether we are admitting powerlessness over alcohol, addiction, overeating, emotions, or simply our own selfishness. Regardless of what is making our lives unmanageable, what we must realize, like all the steps, this step is written in past tense. We were powerless. Our lives had become unmanageable. When we replace I am with we were, we begin to find hope, and change will become possible. Those who seem the most hopeless are those who seem to be the most self-centered. Many of us can relate to being overwhelmed by problems that seem to pile up, while our resources for coping with such problems seem to dwindle. We may feel out of control and in too much pain to do anything constructive on our own. We may feel overwhelmed by life, and feeling this way has a tendency to make our problems seem worse than they actually are. What has power over us now is fear. But fear can only exist in our thoughts of what will be, just as regret only exists in thoughts of what has already passed. It is impossible to have fear of this exact present moment. In those rare moments when we are completely in the present, we find that we have no fear. Until once again when we look to what lies ahead. Since it is not possible to live completely and fully in the present moment 100% of the time, it is necessary for us to develop a way to walk through our fears. Unconditional hope gives us the necessary strength to face our future head on. Like fear, hope deals with what lies ahead. It gives us the ability to believe beyond the thoughts of what-ifs. It empowers us to move forward as if there is a light at the end, even when alone we cannot see it. When our lives seem to be falling apart, hope allows us to reach outward, reconnect with the world, and seek those who will help us through our fears. We may reach out for those who bring positive thoughts and energies to us, or we may reach out to those who are struggling like ourselves and be the giver of hope they need. Either way, hope grows and strengthens when shared, and those fears or thoughts which block us and hold back our chance for change is weakened. By becoming aware of what is holding us back, we open ourselves to change. We begin to believe on a deeper level our own ability to have hope, and more importantly, to share it. We begin to let go of our doubts and come to terms with those ideas or thoughts that used to block us with doubt. We become open to the possibility to change. We become ready to surrender. During the next several minutes, I want you to silently or softly repeat to yourself today's mantra. Change begins with hope. At the end of the time, you will hear a small chime. If at any time you notice your thoughts wander or find that you have wavered from the mantra, simply bring your focus back to your breath and reinstate the mantra. Change begins with hope. This meditation should be fluid, not rigid. Now slowly repeat the mantra. Change begins with hope. Change begins with hope. Change begins with hope. Continue on your own until you hear the chime. Change begins with hope. Change begins with hope. Change begins with hope. Change begins with hope. slowly bring your awareness back to the here and now. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, and if they are not already open, slowly begin to open your eyes. As you go through your day, keep the daily thought active. I am powerless. We are not. Write it down. Stick it up where it might be visible. Carry it with you. Most importantly, repeat it often. I want to thank you for starting this journey with me. Practice each one of these meditations for at least a week before starting the next one. And for this next week, try to identify and list what you are powerless over in your own life, and then see if it is causing an unmanageability. Remember, if you want true change in your life, you must have hope. May today be better than yesterday, and even better tomorrow.